From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Pope Francis returning home from historic U.S. visit. The Pope is on his way back to the Vatican after ending his busy 10-day trip to the United States and Cuba. He left Philadelphia Sunday night after celebrating Mass earlier in front of hundreds of thousands of followers. He was in the city to attend the World Meeting of Families. In his homily, the Pope spoke about family life, saying faith is lived out in the details. Earlier Sunday, the Pope met with Roman Catholic bishops, calling for continued vigilance against clergy sexual abuse of youth and efforts by superiors to conceal grave misdeeds. He also visited with about 100 inmates at a prison. At the facility, the Pope stood before an upholstered throne-like chair that some of the inmates made by hand from black walnut. The Pope has been a strong proponent of prison reform and inmates' capacity for rehabilitation. France says it launched its first airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria, hitting targets identified after 2 weeks of surveillance flights. French President François Hollande says that 6 jet fighters hit an IS training camp near the eastern Syrian city of Deir Ezzor. Iraq says it will share military intelligence and security information with Syria, Iran, and Russia to fight Islamic State. A spokesman for Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said the intelligence group will focus on monitoring the movements of the terrorists and degrading their capacity. Iran is demanding that Saudi Arabia make an apology for the crush outside the holy city of Mecca. They killed 769 people during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Sunday the Saudis should accept the responsibility and apologize to the Muslims and the victims' families. The yearly event ended Saturday. This is VOA News. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan say hundreds of Islamic State militants staged a coordinated pre-dawn attack Sunday against key security outposts in a remote border region. Reports say 85 militants and 3 Afghan policemen were killed in the mountainous Achin district of Nangarhar province on the Pakistan border. Afghanistan's chief executive officer, Abdullah Abdullah, says the Afghan people have expected much more than the new unity government's been able to deliver. He admitted that the national unity government has not clearly communicated to the Afghan people about the challenges they face from poverty and the threat from Islamic terrorists. Abdullah, whose job duties are similar to a prime minister in the power-sharing government, spoke to VOA at the UN General Assembly in New York. President Obama committed the United States to a new plan for eliminating global poverty and hunger. Speaking Sunday at the UN in New York, he told a global summit on sustainable development that the world has much more work to do.
Right now, some 800 million men, women, and children are scraping by on less than $1.25 a day. Imagine that, gripped by the ache of an empty stomach. Billions of our fellow human beings are at risk of dying from diseases that we know how to prevent.
President Obama's remarks came at a gathering of world leaders on the sidelines of the General Assembly. He'll be addressing that world body Monday. Tensions over the conflict in Syria are expected to be high on the agenda Monday when Mr. Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin hold their first face-to-face talks in about a year at UN headquarters. In an interview recorded in Moscow and broadcast Sunday, President Putin told CBS Network 60 Minutes that Russia intends to support its longtime ally, embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But he said Russia will not participate in any Syrian ground action against Islamic State extremists in Syria at this time. 17 Syrian migrants drowned Sunday when their boat sank off the Turkish coast while headed for the Greek island of Leros. Local media says another 20 people who were wearing life jackets survived. Separatists in northeastern Spain's Catalonia region claimed victory Sunday in local parliamentary polls that could push the region toward a face-off with a central government over independence. Saudi-led helicopter airstrikes killed 25 civilians, mostly women and children, in a village in northwestern Yemen Sunday. Reports say the incident occurred in Bani Zayla, in Yemen's Red Sea border area with Saudi Arabia. It comes just one day after the kingdom said that 3 of its officers, a general and 2 border guards, were killed along the frontier. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.